It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's time to Ask Ross, which is brought to you by the 409tailgateclub.com for the best barbecue around. If you tried their barbecue sauces and rubs, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Amazing. Love it.
Don't forget their tailgate wine.
And the tailgate wine, too.
Don't forget.
Everything is great.
And don't forget, Jim, number one question this week. As deemed by Ross.
As deemed by Ross, you get a 409 Tailgate Club package. Great sauces, great rubs. All the feedback on it is fantastic. Ross, are you ready?
I am ready.
Here's the first one. This is from Sean from Grantsville. Before we get to the question.
Grantville is in Pennsylvania, Andy.
Grantsville or Grantville?
It's listed as Grantsville.
Oh, here. I'm not familiar with Grantsville.
Don't know that one.
Ross, remember what I said to you last quarter? About what you said about Andy, hating Andy?
Yeah.
Okay. Just keep that in mind. Okay. Here we go. Here's Sean's question. Ross, if you had to choose one of your KSN colleagues for the following three scenarios, who would you choose? Who would you fight? Who would you live with for the next 5 years? And who would you let marry your daughter? I enjoy the show. Keep up the great work. So is that a great question or a terrible question?
I haven't decided yet. I need to answer it first. Who would I fight?
Fight, roommate with, or let marry your daughter?
I'd fight Flounders. He seems like he'd be out of shape and pretty easy to take. I know he does the stepper, but I'd still fight Flounders. He got a real punchable face, too. You ever notice that?
Yeah, he's got that big chin.
His face just looks like it wants to be punched. So I'd say Flounders.
That's why this is a great question. That's why this is a great question.
To live with. Well, let me take a step back. To marry my daughter?
Yeah.
I would pick Andy Shea.
Yeah, thank you.
Because Andy is a nice guy.
He's a gentleman.
He's a gentleman. He served our country.
Thank you.
His career was something that he was passionate about and still is, from high school sports writer to now uplifting athletes. Like, he's a good person. So, Andy.
Thank you.
Andy, you're too old for them, Andy, but I would let you marry my daughters. Live with. I think I'd probably go Dustin.
That's what I would think.
Dustin's pretty funny.
He's
like
funny.
Dustin's sneaky funny, and I think I get along pretty well with Dustin. So I would say Dustin. He'd be funny. I don't know. I'd be a little curious as to what that apartment would look like. But I would go Dustin to live with.
So I knew Dustin when he was single, and I hung out with him a lot. And you made a very good choice. He's all funny, right. And he does not like a dirty apartment.
Oh, there you go. Ross should have a cleaning person there, too, also. All right, next one. Brad from Arlington. Nostradamus Ross. What would you rate your confidence level from 0 to 10 for the O-line for 2019? I'm at a 4, concerned with Fry struggling at one tackle position and a talented but redshirt freshman in Walker at the other tackle position. And this is what I particularly like about Brad's question. He sent one in right prior to this, and he said, please disregard my previous question rating. I wrote it at a bar and didn't even understand my own 0 to 10 scale. So you got to appreciate that.
Where's this guy from?
That's Brad from Arlington.
Bleed blue and white.
Arlington, Virginia or Texas?
Arlington, Virginia.
Brad, I like that.
Drink blue and light.
You know, it's funny because it's an okay question.
It's okay.
But with the addition, makes it a really good question. I think I'm a little bit higher than he is. I think I would say 6.5. Confident in Mennett and Gonzalez. I think Fry is going to step up this year. I think Fry is going to have a good year, I hope. And I think Rashid Walker is going to surprise people. I think Miranda is going to be fine. But make no mistake about it, they did clearly lose their two best offensive linemen. Clearly. And it's just kind of crazy to think about that both those guys could be back.
Yeah.
I mean, I could be saying 10 right now. I could be saying I'm a 10. But with those kids leaving when they did, I'm a 3.5.
All right. Next up is David from Lancaster. How connected is the development of the offensive line and defensive line? For example, Matos seems to be on a different level than the offensive tackles. Does this hinder his development? And for the offensive tackles, is it a benefit to go up against someone so much better than them, or does it destroy their confidence? And just as an aside, if you didn't see it, one of the coaches put out a video.
Yeah, Sean Spencer.
Of Matos just destroying a tackle. It was one play from practice. So I think this question is a reaction to that.
He hand punched him on the way by, and then the hand punch alone sent poor Rashid back on his keister. Like, he literally threw
him aside. It's always an interesting thing, I think, with the coaches when they post that, because you're trying to pump up your own guys, but you're A, making other guys on your team look bad, and B, you're kind of on some level like giving scouting to the opponents, right?
Here's the interesting thing about that little snippet of video. Not that the fact that Etor did what Etor did, it's the fact that Rashid was at left tackle. And to his right was Steven Gonzalez. I looked at that closely.
Oh, so Walker was at left tackle.
He was.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I can see that. Maybe he's more comfortable there, and maybe Fry is more comfortable at right tackle. I don't know.
To the question, having someone so talented opposite you is
always
a helper.
Always a good thing.
Raise the level.
Yeah, because I don't think it hurts your confidence, because I think the coaches will tell you, and you know how good Gross Matos is. So it can only help you to go against people better. So I think it's good for the offensive tackles. I think it's probably not great for Gross Matos that he doesn't have a great tackle to go against, right? Unless Fries has really stepped it up, I think it'd be better for Gross Matos if he was going against
Ryan Bates.
You know, Ryan Bates
tackle. Not going against Ryan Bates for 2 years? That certainly helped his development.
Exactly.
All right. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the 409tailgateclub.com, where great barbecue meets great wine. All right. Andy from Falls Church, Virginia. We're big in Northern Virginia, by the way. A lot of questions from there. Andy says, "Oh, unbiased Ross, who do you think is the biggest homer on the Keystone Sports Network, and who's the most critical of Penn State football?"
Oh, that's a good question.
So, biggest homer by far is you.
Yeah.
Jim Galante, the boss.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm okay with that. Yeah. I've never professed to be any kind of journalistic professional. Yeah. I am a homer. No, I am a fan.
You're a homer. Yeah, that's okay. You are a fan. The rest of us have done it on some level professionally. And so we have to be a little more objective. You are a homer, and that's fine. The most critical, it's a good question. It's definitely not Greg.
Yeah, definitely not Greg Pickle.
Greg's pretty complimentary.
Criticism isn't part of his nature.
I don't think it's you, Andy. I don't think it's Dustin. It's me or Bob is most critical. And I'd say probably me.
That's the answer. I would agree.
But I don't really feel like, okay, so everybody listening knows, I was a huge Penn State fan growing up. I had season tickets, and I want Penn State to win every game. Like, I, you know, that's the state school. I have buddies that are on the coaching staff. Like, I want Penn State to win every game. But I think because – I'll tell you the other thing. Because my primary jobs are NFL. And NFL, you're really critical. Like, you're really – these are pro athletes. I think I treat Penn State – just like they're an NFL team, and I say the good things, I say the bad things, and I say what I think. So, because I think Bob's probably second, but I think I'm the most critical.
I would characterize you as critically fair.
Well,
how's that? That's the way I would say. Like,
I'm trying to be.
No.
I'm just trying to say what I honestly think. I'm like, for the listeners, I just hope that they're like, at least we know Ross is always going to give it to us straight. Sometimes, I should bust Pickle's chops. Sometimes I could say, like, after they lose, it's like, the world's not ending. It's okay. Or, you know, blah, blah, blah. And every once in a while, I just wonder, the only time Pickle really took him to task was Michigan State.
Correct.
Michigan State was the only time I can remember Pickle, like, really being like, this is an unacceptable loss. This shouldn't happen. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, just as the fan and the homer, it's been interesting to me working with you guys. Not seeing when you are critical of the team, because I think everyone here is pretty good and pretty honest about that. What I have found fascinating is some of the fans' reaction to criticism, as if, how could you say that about our players? But it's just a straight, and I know for you specifically that you are a fan, that you are rooting for them. So then when you're pointing out that some player made this mistake, that a wide receiver is dropping passes, guess yeah, what? We I know it too.
I think that there are a lot of people that are fans that because they care so much about it, they take personal – they feel like if you are criticizing the team, that you're criticizing them.
Correct.
Like the same people would say, we need to win this game today. We need to beat Pitt, whatever. Like they think it's we. They feel like they're part of it, and that's great. That's part of being a fan. That's part of sports. So then when I'm critical of something Franklin does or recruiting or whatever, it's almost like I'm criticizing their brother or sister or someone in the family.
Right.
You know? And then they feel that way. But I think in general, just the feedback I get on like Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL or people I meet places, I think most people prefer the truth. Like they want to know, they love Penn State so much, they want to know more about it. They want to know what I really think about these people.
Well, and here's the thing. I'm not just a homer for Penn State football. I'm a KSN homer. So I think all the guys here are very fair. But I have seen reporters who aren't fair, who you could see. It's like every comment about a particular player or a particular coach is critical. So let's get on to one more question before you have to go. Do you expect Ricky Ronnie, this is Steve from Arlington, again, Northern Virginia, do you expect Ricky Ronnie to improve in his second year as an offensive coordinator? I'm sure it's like most jobs, it gets easier after a year, but if so, where do you think it'll be most noticeable improvement from Ricky Ronnie?
Good question. That is a good question.
I do think he'll improve because I do think anytime you you're in a situation where you're doing something for the first time, you're going to get better with experience. He had never called plays before. So I just think he'll have a better feel for it. I think it'll come more naturally. Hopefully they won't drop as many passes. You know, in Ricky's defense, it was the worst year for drops and it was the worst year for Trace.
Yeah.
And Ricky wasn't the one making the bad throws. Ricky wasn't the one having those drops. So anyway, I would say the winner was the one about who's the most critical and who's the biggest homer.
All right. Let's see. Where I lost that one. We will find it.
You weren't expecting me to go with that one.
Yeah, who's the big – that's Andy from Falls Church, Virginia.
Boom, Andy.
We will get a package out to him. Stay tuned for quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.